Welcome back to BU in the Morning on WTBU, the beat of Boston University, broadcasting 89.3 FM, 640 AM, online at WTBUradio.org. And of course, you can give us a call at 617-353-6400. But right now, we have a very, very special guest, all the way from Long Island, New York, Alexis Tobin. She happens to be my cousin, but more importantly, she just ran 39.3 miles this weekend in Disney World. She's part of a running... Yeah, so let's give a round of applause. Alexis, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. You're part of a running team called Team in Training, which is a sports program where people come together to raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. You guys have been doing a great job. I think 600 participants. You guys raised over like $2.5 million this year, 2013, this past year. It's crazy numbers and great stuff, but I know you have a strong connection to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Do you want to just talk about that a little bit?
Sure. I got started with it actually about 3 years ago. Two girlfriends of mine were having a fundraiser, and I had no idea. I just thought it was a party at a bar, and I was like, great, let me go have some drinks. And they started talking to me about it, and I didn't know what they were doing, and that my friend's dad had actually passed from Hodgkin's lymphoma, and my father came down with hairy cell leukemia when I was in sixth grade, so it's very near and dear to my heart. And I kind of just said, well, you know, if you guys do it again, tell me, I'll sign up with you. And a year later, when they signed up, they said, well, Alexis, remember, you said you would do it again. Here we are. Put your name down on that paper. We're going to Disney.
Now, have you always been into running, or was this something that you kind of just got involved with when they said, oh, you said?
Never. I'm not a runner. I still don't think I'm a runner. It's crazy. I used to enjoy going outside for like a quick little, you know, jaunt. But there's just something about it now. I wake up on Saturday mornings and I meet with my team, and we have a great time. They become best friends of mine. And when we don't meet up on Saturdays, I kind of feel like I'm missing out on something. Like, it's become my release. I look forward to it. And we wake up at the crack of dawn. I wake up on Saturday earlier than I wake up during the week for work. But I love it. My alarm goes off. I'm up. I'm out of bed. And I'm excited to go. Meanwhile, when I work there, I'm like, oh, I got to get up.
I got to give you credit because I try to run, and I don't know. I maybe you guys are different. It's tough. I got to give you a lot of credit for that. And 39.3 miles, was that difficult? I mean,
it's definitely mental. I think it's more mental than physical, which sounds crazy. But we train for the physical piece, and then you're all there, and you're all supporting each other on the mental piece. I definitely lost a couple of toenails over the past 39.3 miles, but once you cross that finish line, there's no greater feeling in the world. And you have fans on the side cheering you on that keep you going. And there's definitely points where we call it like the bite me zone, or some other people might call it where you hit the wall. And sometimes it's hard to get back out of that, but you think of why you're doing it and all the amazing people you've met along the way and how you've made a difference in so many people's lives. We met some young girl, she's about 8 or 9 right now, and we have an Inspiration Friday beforehand to get everyone pumped for the runs, and she actually went through a trial that Leukemia and Lymphoma sponsored through people who fundraised for a Team in Training, and they adapted the HIV virus, and they don't actually inject the HIV virus into the body, but they can use a portion of it that, like, eats other cells. And they saved this little girl's life, and she was about to die. Like, they told her that, you know, call the family in, it's about time. And then somehow they, I don't know how they do it, but these researchers are amazing. And we got to meet that little girl. So, I mean, I have tears in my eyes talking about it. It's just incredible how we're changing things, how we're changing the world.
Yeah, that is an amazing thing. And it's awesome that we're, you know, finally getting to that point where, you know, people can be saved. And it's awesome. And I know you, part of this running is for you to raise money, and you're trying to raise money. I know you're in a team, and the team has a goal of 100,000, but you have your own personal goal of 7,000, and I think you're almost 1,000 away from reaching that goal.
Yeah, I'm just 1,000, so it was pretty exciting.
And how does that work? So are you, when you run, are people donating for each mile, or do they just donate how they feel? How does the donation work? And what has that been, that process been like, trying to raise $100,000?
It's tough. I mean, we really reach out to every single person that we know, everyone in our network, and every dollar penny counts. So if you can give 50 cents one day, that's great. I'll take it. Any little bit is big enough for change. And then we do fundraisers. We've had bar parties. We've done, like, we called it Night at the Races, and it's fake horse racing, like if you were at an OTB. So people get involved that way. Some people just hear what you're doing and are so taken away by it that they'll find you on the internet somehow, and they'll just post money to your fundraising page. And our team, there's about 17 of us on Team Strength in Numbers. That's the team that I'm on currently. And we all have our own pages, and we each have our story as to why we're doing what we're doing. And I think certain stories just grab people's hearts, and they feel like they're doing a good thing by helping us make a difference.
Yeah, it's huge, and it's great to be in a team to have others to support you. And, you know, with 39.3 miles, you definitely need some friendly support.
Yeah. For sure.
So are you planning on running another marathon? I know you were in Disney, a great place to run. Something coming up next, maybe come up here for the Boston Marathon?
Oh, I would love to do that one day. Right now, I think I'm going to stick to halves. Marathon training is pretty intense, but I'm sure I will have another one on my list sometime. Maybe towards the end of this coming year, though. It's a lot of work, but it's worth it. But I'll definitely do a couple of halves in between there. I'm doing the DC half. I think it's at the end of April, which will be exciting.
Very cool, very cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to post the link for your donation. I know you have a page where people can go and check out some photos and what you're up to and what your team's up to. But if people wanted to get involved in team and training, which is... you know, maybe you can explain a little bit about that, but from what I know, it is different areas have different groups, and you can kind of hop in and join these groups if you love running and you want to raise money for a great cause.
Yes, and by no means think that you need to be an elite runner. I mean, we're like from couch to whatever it is, those couch to potato programs. I'm totally calling it the wrong thing. But you could go on to the Team and Training website, which is just teamandtraining.org, and it'll tell you what your local chapter is. And they usually have information meetings where you could just kind of go and learn about it. You don't have to sign up for anything. In case you're on the fence, you can meet some people. You can meet the coaches out there. And for your fundraising, they'll provide you with coaches that help you get through whatever race you sign up for. And it's not just running. You could do hiking, cycling. They also have triathlons. And they really help you. They'll show you every single step of the way. I started with people who just walk, and they'll walk the half marathon, and now they're runners as well. And they're looking into trying like a cycling or a triathlon event, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so you had a trainer to help you through this this process.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't necessarily call it a trainer, but they're coaches, and they also volunteer. But they're really great people. When we look for them across the course and they appear out of nowhere, it's almost like a mirage, and you're just so happy to see them because you know that without them, you probably wouldn't be feeling as great or be in the spot where you are.
Yeah, I wanted to ask that. You know, when you're running just a marathon, I mean, you did a marathon and a half marathon. What do you do when you do, you know, as you said, a hit the wall or that bite me moment? I mean, I just don't know how you get over that. It's got to be tough.
It can be very tough, and for sometimes you might not get past it, but for me, I just try to think of all the inspiration and all the people that have supported me, everyone that's donated to me, all the stories I've heard along the way. We have something called Mission Moments before every Saturday run, and somebody kind of tells a story about someone going through a hard time and everything that we're doing and how we're helping them and how what it means to them. So you just kind of think back about all that, and it kind of just pushes you and motivates you. And then you might see someone holding a sign on the course somewhere that just inspires you, and you could pick it up and keep going. So it could be hard, though.
Yeah, I give you credit, and congrats again. 39.3 miles, that's huge, and you're doing it for a great cause, which is awesome. So we'll definitely post your link to your team page
cool.
on our website, tweet it out. Hopefully we can help you get a little closer to that goal of 7,000 and more importantly, 100,000. Alexis, thanks so much for calling in and talking with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and it's great to hear that story about the little girl and hope to hear more of those.
Oh, I could send you the link and you could post it too. It's such an unbelievable story.
Awesome, awesome. We'll do that. Thanks so much.
Cool. Thanks a million.
Have a good one.
Bye.
That was Alexis Tobin, like I said, ran 39.3 miles for team in training, which is raising money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.